The destruction wrought by Hurricanes Katrina and Rita on homes and businesses in southern Louisiana has been well documented. Less well known is the fate of Louisiana's cemeteries. The storms tore bodies from caskets and crypts. Officials are now trying to identify the remains and return them to their grave sites. NPR's Audie Cornish reports on one of the country's largest recovery programs of its kind.
Edith LaFrance didn't want to abandon her post, and so the 911 dispatcher wrote out Hurricane Katrina at work in Plaquemines Parish. But the most unexpected call she received that week was from her own supervisor.
She had already visited the cemetery, and she said, "Oh, your dad is not there." And I said, "My dad is not there." And she said, "No, it's a hole." And so while we went down there, it was just a big hole.
The discovery was yet another blow to LaFrance, who had lost her home in nearby Happy Jack to the storm.
You know, it was heartbreaking because where could they have gone? And I still don't know where they are.
Some 1,500 graves across the region were uprooted or disturbed last summer. People like LaFrance had no place to turn in those first weeks after the storm if they found their loved ones missing from local cemeteries. Parish-level officials were among the first to try and address the issue.
My name is Mike Mudge. I'm one of the Plaquemines Parish Councilmen, one of nine of us, and we are standing in the Diamond Cemetery.
This is where LaFrance's parents were.
You can see where tombs have been completely blown apart. You can see where they have split in half. As we walk to the rear of the cemetery, I can show you where some of the tombs floated off to and where we had to retrieve a lot of these coffins on the adjacent properties. You can also see as you look at
the water table is so high in southern Louisiana, people can't bury their dead underground. And while New Orleans experienced flooding from the levee break, the primary damage to coastal parishes like Plaquemines came from the sheer force of hurricane winds. The storm opened up mausoleum doors and tore off the heavy cement vault coffin covers in private and family cemeteries.
If you drove through Plaquemines Parish before we had a chance to do a recovery of the coffins, you literally had to drive your automobile around coffins that were on the street.
Mudge enlisted friends and coworkers for what he thought would be a small job.
At the time, we just thought it would be 1 or 2 weeks and we could have it completely wrapped up. Well, we're going on to the fifth month and we're still wrapping it up.
90% of the parish was evacuated for the storm, but many have not come back and may not even realize their family plots have been disturbed. Mudge says this is the biggest obstacle to identifying the coffins that have been dislodged. Mudge's crew has personally handled more than 600 graves at just a dozen or so sites. The simplest jobs involve resetting lids. The more difficult involve airboats and GPS to follow the line of debris, nylon ribbons, silk flowers, and smashed cement. Albertine Kimball piloted the airboat with Mudge's crew.
It was very emotional. It's like they died all over again. Because you have to rebury everybody again, too, so it's like going through it all again.
This cemetery is typical of the region. It's small and privately maintained, with the same few surnames echoing across the various tombstones and crypt doors, LaFrance, Sylve, and Barthelemy. And Mudge says that's why it's important for even the unmarked remains to be returned to these plots.
We didn't want to take their loved one, bring it to a big, massive grave site where all of the other identified people from the state of Louisiana has gone, and put them in a pile in a big, massive grave site. At least here we have kept our own.
Mudge says he wants to pass new local burial codes to prepare for the upcoming hurricane season. He wants stricter requirements for sealing vaults and crypts and tying down coffins. Meanwhile, Louisiana state officials, working with a federal mortuary team, are posting signs at damaged cemeteries with a hotline number for families to call. Audie Cornish, NPR News, New Orleans.